I stand before you tonight because all across America, something is stirring. What the naysayers don't understand is that this election has never been about me. It's about you. 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 You have stood up one by one and said enough to the politics of the past. You understand. The greatest risk we can take is to try the same old politics with the same old players and expect a different result. You have shown what history teaches us, that at defining moments like this one, the change we need doesn't come from Washington, change comes to Washington.
Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. Let us move on. In these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be, we have an opportunity to make America a better nation. Better nation. Better nation.
Democrat Barack Obama has won the White House from Republican challenger John McCain, telling jubilant followers in his Chicago hometown,
because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
John McCain was gracious in defeat.
My friends, we have come to the end of a long journey. The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly, clearly, clearly.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is our moment. This is our time.
It was a big night for Democrats. It was a big night. It was a big night for Democrats. It was a big night for Democrats. Democrats. It was a big night for Democrats winning the White House and tightening their grip on Capitol Hill. Democrats won open Senate seats in Virginia, New Mexico, and Colorado. Republican Senators Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina and John Sununu in New Hampshire went down in defeat. House Democrats broadened their hold in the Northeast and made gains in the South.
Change we seek. It is only the chance for us to make that change. And that cannot happen if we go back to the way things were. It can't happen without you, without a new spirit of service, a new spirit of sacrifice. So let us summon a new spirit of responsibility where each of us resolves to pitch in and work harder and look after not only ourselves but each other. In this country, we rise or fall as one nation, as one people. Let's resist the temptation to fall back on the same partisanship and pettiness and immaturity that has poisoned our politics for so long. And while the Democratic Party has won a great victory We do so with a measure of humility and determination to heal the divides that have held back our progress.
We got what you want. Words that inspire your heartbeat to thump. We're trying to unite the whole world if we can. So everybody join hands and it goes. Process, open your third optical, cleaning up this hot mess. We're responsible, through love, not stress. Nothing is impossible. We're trying to embrace the peace and erase the beast. Through faith and belief, we can make hate decrease. You should never move clueless when you pace the streets. With a sign on your mind that reads space for lease. Homeless faces weep with no place to eat. While some never finish the meal and waste the feast. Never take life for granted, no mistakes is brief. Whether the church and the guard, or you face the east at least. Everybody gets their chance to bust. Whether in perfect health or in cancer's clutch. You can lower your gaze or you can glance in lust. Looking for messages and music, the answer's us. So sit back and relax at one time. When the rhyme co-signed by Doc Funkenstein, we drop something fine with nothing to prove. It's one nation under a groove. Now let's move, now let's move, let's move, let's move, let's move. One nation.
We rise or fall as one nation.
One nation under a groove. Now let's move. Let's move. Let's move.
Bedford Park, one of the last majority black neighborhoods in Los Angeles, people took to the streets as soon as Obama's acceptance speech was finished. Anya Adams says she was moved to join them.
We came down here because we thought this would be the best place to be after we found out that Obama was elected president. And once we got here, we saw it was a huge party going on, and it's awesome. We're so excited to be here.
The celebration, which was noisy and without incident, continued well into the early morning.
It ain't nothing but a party, hey, from the early evening till the break of day. So step this way and let your mind be free. And by the way, welcome to the party.
Yeah, we got God down, we got you. Every day thinking about how we get through. Everything I own is on IOU. But I'm here bringing y'all something new. You don't like the people, then they like you. Then they're gonna set it off with the big boo. Son in the battle, it's a son and daughter too. What you wanna talk about, who done who? What you wanna talk about? Slang time, that's that in my egg thing. I got the bombs to make you blow. I got the beats to make you bang. Slang time, that's that in my egg thing. I got the bombs to make you blow. I got the beats to make you bang. Pull out the people, pull out the power. 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 Pull out the people. Pull up the poor, pull out the people, 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 pull up the poor, pull up the poor, pull up the poor, pull out the people, pull up the poor, poor.
Mm-hmm.
America, we have come so far. We have seen so much, but there's so much more to do. So tonight, let us ask ourselves, if our children should live to see the next century, what change will they see? What progress will we have made? This is our chance to answer that call. This is our moment. This is our time to put our people back to work and open doors of opportunity for our kids, to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace, to reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many we are one, that while we breathe, we hope, and where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And the unlikely journey of the junior senator from Illinois brings him here to Grant Park, where he speaks movingly before some 125,000 supporters who have waited for him all night long, cheering every victory in every state. He spoke movingly about a 106-year-old African-American woman he met in Atlanta named Ann Nixon Cooper and what she had endured in those 106 years. He spoke, of course, about change and about this being not the change, but a chance to enact the change that he's talked about. Joined now by the new Vice President, Joe Biden.
Thank you.